Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 425, recorded on the 29th of April 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Webcast, that should be. Your hosts today are Aldwin, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Neve Cronin. Welcome, Aldwin. Hello.
Thank you. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
I'm well, and you'll notice that we missed Brad's name today, but that was on purpose because Brad's decided to have a weekend off, and he's apparently out looking for vinyl or doing something like that. Apparently, that's the vicious rumor that's going around at the moment. That he's out there, looking.
Well, we will miss Brad this time. We will miss him. However, I'm sure we'll be just fine without him as well.
We'll struggle through as long as I play the right tracks in the right order and all the rest of it. So, but if I do a bad job, he might sack me from running the podcast. So, but no, only joking. So Brad's having welcome also to Jacob. Hello, Jacob. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Aldwin, we've got a very special guest today, so I'll leave you for the intro.
Yes, we do. The lovely Neve Cronin. She's an amazing lady. She's actually an international speaker and mentor, and she is the founder of Spirit Sisters Academy, and she's based in Byron Bay, although you will notice from her accent that she's actually from Ireland originally. Hello and welcome, Neve.
Good day, everyone. Did I say that right? Good day, mate.
Good day, mate.
You did that a little too well.
A little, yes.
G'day. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to having a great conversation with everyone today.
Great.
Fantastic. So great to have you with us, Neve. And, you know, there is a big shift in the planetary energy going on at the moment with the 40-year cycle, and can't wait to talk about that and some different technologies as well. And it's fantastic, you know, with this podcast that all of us are from somewhere else, you know, around three of us from around Australia. And are you currently in Byron Bay at the moment, Neve, or are you on the road?
No, currently in Byron, just enjoying the sunshine here. It's starting to feel the winter coming in now, but it's not compared to home anyway.
Brilliant. And Daryl's from Melbourne area, right, Daryl?
Well, I'm about 3 hours from Melbourne. I'm up in the northeast of Victoria, near Mount Buller, near the ski resort, in the country. But yeah, 3 hours by bus to Melbourne.
Beautiful. So. And I'm on the Gold Coast. I'm in Southport on the Gold Coast. And Jacob, where are you?
From Newberry, Florida, which was 105 degrees Fahrenheit today.
That's hot. Okay. That's hot. Very
wow.
hot.
Wow. So you're going swimming then, Jacob? You're going to go and find somewhere to have a swim?
Actually, I have enough fans in here. I can't even tell when it's hot outside.
Okay.
I have three fans going. One in my hallway, one that's going... My pedestal fan, my ceiling fan.
Oh, classic, classic. Well, look, you know, it's a brilliant thing, this podcast. And, you know, the Tech Webcast podcast has had over a million downloads now in the 7 years it's been running, which is absolutely brilliant. So big shout out and thanks to all our supporters as well out there that support us every week. And so excited to chat with you, Neve. You've just been doing a huge tour around Australia with your Spirit Sisters Academy, and you know, that's very exciting. So can you explain a bit about, you know, what got you into doing Spirit Sisters Academy in the first place?
Yeah, sure. So Spirit Sources Academy is, I guess you could say, Australia's first academy of retreats, events, and online programs for, I guess you could say, awakening leading women and entrepreneurs. So women who are seeking, I guess, a deeper connection with themselves, but also looking for a very intuitive way of approaching business. So it's really about being aligned with their vision and using strategies to help them yield greater results with more ease and flow. And for me, I was really inspired to launch the academy because in my own journey, I come from the corporate space myself. Worked over 8 years in the software industry. And most recently managing a software firm for a top Fortune 500 company here in Australia. And while I guess you could say I was quite successful in the role there, I felt like there was an easier way to create more success in my own life. So I chose to embark on my own journey and to become an entrepreneur. And on that journey, I learned that there was a more savvy, intuitive way in which I could create results. And that's what I teach women. And of course, it's all about fun and connection and creating, I guess you could say, a network of leading women. I just love it. I love the tour, meeting so many women. I guess that's where I have now just finished that tour and about to launch the online academy as well. So
fantastic. Fantastic. And if you're a guy listening to this right now, of course, Daryl and Jacob, we spoke to your partner, Jeffrey Slater, on the last show we did last week, and he runs the Business Brotherhood. So for any of the guys that are listening right now, check out Business Brotherhood and Jeffrey Slater, because he looks after the boys and you look after the girls, Niamh. So this is this is great. And we were talking about last week with Jeffrey about how important it is for girls to have girl time and for guys to have guy time, and then for the two to come back together. So can you talk a little bit more about that, like in ancient times, how that happened and how we've become quite removed from that now?
Yeah, and I think this is a very interesting topic because more and more people are beginning to reconnect to our ancient wisdom. And you know, back in the ancient times, tribal people, even to this day, some of the tribal people, what they do is they spend time. The men go off and go into a retreat with the guys and do a lot of deep transformational work, and the women do the same. And what's found is that there's actually more peace and harmony when men and women go within and do the inner work together, and then come back together to create ideas on how we should live as a community. Now, I guess, you know, people listening are wondering, you know, how does this pertain to everyday life right now? And I think more and more men and women, because we do live in a technological world, and it's something that is really supporting us to connect, to create more impact, creating, you know, spreading our message. And I'd love to share a few tools as well in a moment on what I'm using and what I see the women, leading women, that are using out there. But I think this time apart is really allowing us to create that deeper connection with ourselves and then come back together to start creating projects, coming up with new technology ideas. And I guess I was feeling into what is the technology that I use that I feel gives me that edge in my business, and what are the technologies that some of these other women are using, and some of them are a little bit different. So is it okay if I share a little bit about some of the things that we're using?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and look, some of these things, you know, they might not resonate with everyone, but what I found is that I use technology. I've pretty much run my business online, so I use technology for pretty much everything that I do. I run a lot of my webinars, and I use Facebook a lot for Facebook Live, and what I found is that while these tools are incredible at getting our message out there, I found that I started seeking out some other technologies to actually counteract the impact that some of this technology can have on our physical body, our well-being. And because, as you know, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time sitting in front of a computer or on our iPhones every day. So here's some of the technologies that I've researched and I actually use in a day-to-day basis. And the first technology is the Tesla Blue Shield. Now, me and my partner, Jeffrey, recently purchased this. And what the Tesla Blue Shield is, it's actually a device that you can plug in your home, and it creates what's called a safe Blue Shield, which protects you from the harmful things that can happen with Wi-Fi. It protects from Bluetooth. It protects from EMF frequencies and things like that, which there has been studies, come out recently that it can actually, have an effect on your physical body. So what I noticed is quite a lot of my clients and some of these women who are awakening and wanting, I guess, to have more balance in their life have started to use this particular tool. And they actually even have, which is really interesting, it's a pocket tool. So you actually can carry a Tesla Blue Shield with you now wherever you go, which is incredible. And yeah, so that's something really interesting that we've started to use.
So that's something really that can help alleviate a lot of issues with radiation and with the, the Wi-Fi signals, like people are getting brain tumors and things like this. So it is actually a big concern, the increasing amounts of these kind of frequencies around us. And, it's almost like we're microwaved with what's going on. So that sounds like an awesome tool there, the Tesla Blue Shield. We'll just have to check that out. And how can we get one of those if we want one?
I'm sure you can order them online. If you Google Tesla Blue Shield, there should be a facility to order online. We actually purchased ours at a local event that we were attending. It was a health and wellness event, and it was interesting to see some of these new technologies. They also had these safe sleeves, which they're called, which you can put on your mobile phone, really stylish leather sleeves. And they also have a little chip in there that just helps to counteract the effects of the mobile phones as well. They're just simple, but they're just ones that I guess support us, our bodies, support us in living and being more in balance, because I choose to use technology. I think technology is amazing, and the advancements that are happening now so quickly are allowing us to be more connected. But yet at the same time, it's great to have these other technologies coming out which support us in being more healthy and be more balanced too.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, Jacob, you've got some questions over there in America. What would you like to ask the lovely Neve?
Yes, you already got one of them.
Yes.
I have two more then.
Yes.
Well, how did you get the idea for your business?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So I've been in the coaching space now with about 4 years since leaving the corporate world. And initially I started to work with other people in the corporate world or other entrepreneurs to create more balance in their life while supporting them with strategy in their business. And since the end of last year, I really felt the call to just focus purely on working with women and creating that space where they could feel safe to share and talk about some of the things that are going on in their life and their business, and also a space where we could do some of the deep transformational work. And I chose to create the academy because a lot of the tools that I teach women are very intuitive. It's really, I guess you could say, bridging both worlds. And my vision was really just to support women in creating more impact while they, create more connection to themselves. And a lot of the women that I work with are building what I refer to as social enterprises, or they're creating their businesses and using them as a vehicle for change, and that was really that was really, I guess, the vision behind creating the academy.
Brilliant. Any other questions there, Jacob?
She answered them both at once.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay, that's great. What about you, Daryl? You got anything you'd like to ask Niamh?
The interesting thing with you were saying to bring a more, you know, balance back into life, and I was thinking as you were talking that over the last, you know, 25 years or so, certainly during my sort of, you know, lifetime, where the balance has changed and it's been sort of driven by the corporates a lot about, you know, we've got to be more productive. We've, you know, and so it went from, you know, you had an hour for lunch and then it went down to half an hour for lunch and then people eat their lunch at their desks. How do you balance the sort of the corporate drive for sort of productivity every time someone wants a pay rise, they've got to, you know, they've got to be able to offset it with more productivity. How do you do that with the balanced lifestyle? And that's, you know, what you're talking about, and also, you know, your family life and all that sort of thing.
Great question there. I think this is one that a lot of people struggle with, and I did myself, which is why about five years ago now, I actually burnt out in my corporate role. And look, what I've learned through my own journey and from working with my clients is that it's really important, even if it's 5 minutes a day, that we're literally taking that time to just connect, you know, going out in nature, putting our feet in the earth. A lot of the top executives now are really starting to know the importance of grounding and earthing. And a lot of the top executives now are even taking their meetings outdoors, going for a walk. And I think it's not really about, especially in the corporate world, because we are time sensitive. It's just literally finding those moments throughout the day, you know, if it's your 11 o'clock break, or I think they call it smoko here in Australia, which I think is hilarious. you know, on your smoko, like just choosing to go outside and choosing to, you know, if there's a small park in the city, or closing your eyes and putting on a meditation app. Like there's amazing apps at the moment that you can do, you know, 2-3 minute meditations. And there's some great apps that even work with a lot of the different frequencies that help, I guess, really switch on what I refer to as the parasympathetic system. So, you know, 5 minutes of listening to a meditation with specific frequencies can actually, and binaural beats can actually allow the body to relax and enter into that parasympathetic system. So it switches off the fight or flight, which, you know, unfortunately, a lot of corporate people are operating in fight or flight, and they don't even realize it, which can lead to burnout, which can lead to, you know, a lot of inflammation in the body and illness over time. So I guess the answer to that question is, you know, asking, you know, what 5 minutes in the day can I take to close my eyes, get out of nature, or listen to a meditation? And, you know, Jeff and I, we're fortunate enough to actually be able to afford something called NuCam, which is actually a technology. It's a head device that we've purchased from the US. And this has been scientifically proven. They've developed specific binaural beats and frequencies that you listen to in combination with a medical device, which you attach to these points directly on your neck. And the medical device sends these little pulses to these specific points. And while you listen to the binaural beats for about 20 minutes, what happens is it alters your brain state into theta state. Now, theta state is like the way they describe it is, it could take years of monks meditating to allow them to get into this theta state in 20 minutes. But with this device, it allows you to get into that state. It switches on the parasympathetic nervous system. And it's been scientifically proven to help people with jet lag. So if we travel a lot for our events, so we actually bring the device with us. Sometimes we'll use it on the plane and literally, like, you know, 20 minutes on the plane, 20 minutes when you get to your hotel, and you're good to go. Like, you don't have that really heavy fatigue. And so we're fortunate enough to have that. But there are other apps that you can get. Headspace, you know, I'm a big fan of Headspace app. It's fantastic. They've got all, they even teach you how to actually meditate if you don't even know how to meditate. They give you a step-by-step process on how to breathe. So there's I think we live in a world where there's so many resources now to support people in living more in balance.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, it's the whole thing too with, you know, technology is sort of like a double-edged sword. I mean, it freed up a lot of people, you know, to be able, you know, and also got rid of some of the more laborious sort of jobs. But it can also be, in a workplace, it can also be very unforgiving. You know, it's the like, you know, I've got to get these emails out now, and I've got to go to this meeting because my computer's just popped up and said a meeting's on now. And sometimes you feel like, in an office environment, you're like a slave to the technology, you know, because the technology is telling you when to do each thing, and you've got to be here now. And then your phone beeps at you and says, you know, do you remember you've got to be at this meeting now? And so that's the sort of, you know, balance you need to get in your life.
Yeah. And it's just a few minutes, you know, a few minutes a day is all we need. The body just needs that time just to connect and just to slow down. And what I found is it actually improved my own performance. And I find myself more and more. And when I slow down, that's when, you know, the great ideas and inspirations come in for certain projects that I'm doing. And it doesn't have to be that long. I just find that then when I sit down, when I'm actually on my computer, I have more energy, I'm more focused, and it really, really supports. And that's a lot of the work that I do with these entrepreneurial women is getting them to slow down, because, you know, I've been caught up in the rat race myself, and I've learned from the consequences. I burnt out. So it's supporting, you know, these entrepreneurs and corporate men and women too, that we can still win the race. And it's whether are we running a sprint or are we running the marathon?
So do you speak to, like, as well as the corporate, do you speak to like CEOs and the actual people that make the decisions on those type of things for their staff? Do you get the chance to sort of speak to them to sort of, because if you can get to the top and convince the person at the top that this sort of thing is good, then it then flows on through the corporation. So do you get the chance to speak to sort of the top end of town, if you like, the sort of CEOs and general managers? And
yeah, so a lot of the men and women that Jeff and I attract in our businesses are, you know, the CEOs, they are the senior executives, and they are the entrepreneurs, you know, the founding entrepreneurs. And what we find is that we've chosen to work with these people because that's the highest leverage point, right? Because when these business owners come to us, not only are we working on them, and it has such a ripple effect on their teams. And, you know, we've had some amazing changes happen in some businesses, and we've seen the ripple effect it have on their employees, and even just the happiness levels of staff. And just giving them the flexibility to take a meditation break. You know, we had one executive where he decided that he would actually give his staff an extra break during the day to meditate, get in nature, and it just improved their overall sense of well-being and enjoyment at work, which was great. So it's looking at we choose to work with these people because at the end of the day, we cannot create impact unless we impact those who are in a position, or those that have the resources, and those people who, you know, have many, many other people working beneath them. And that's what my vision is really to help as many as I can in the smartest way possible.
Yes, absolutely. That's sure. Really... awesome. Did you have something more to add there, Daryl?
No, that's good, because it's something I've been interested in, because I remember reading an article probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it was actually about talking about lunch breaks of all things. And it was the website was saying, you know, the fact that, you know, with things like our productivity, how the lunch break, for example, had shrunk from sort of, you know, the old traditional where you'd have an hour and sometimes you'd even go out and have a counter lunch and that, to where it had shrunk to sort of like 45 minutes and then half an hour, and then a lot of people in organisations were almost expected to be eating their salad roll at their desk while they were still doing stuff. And it actually, even though some corporates thought that would be better for productivity because you were at your desk, and in fact it was the research showed that people were less productive because they didn't have that time to get away, clear their heads, and as you were saying, refocus. And then when you got back, you know, if you had a sticky problem, a lot of times if you got back from a decent break, the problem suddenly resolved itself. You had that creativity again.
Yeah, I really, really agree. I think, and you know, I think Google is really paving the way with how they work with their employees, and you know, they've meditation classes. You know, they really have taken time to research what works, and knowing, even, you know, having some friends working in that company, knowing that they are allowed the flexibility of when they take their breaks, how long they take, they can choose to you know, go to yoga class, or and they even provide healthy snacks and food for their employees. So it's interesting to see some of these big corporations now paving a new way for how we're going to work moving forward. And I think the millennials too are really starting to ask for something different and really starting to see. I think they projected that in the next few years they'll be getting moving away from actually having desks and to more of these open workspaces and giving people the flexibility to work from home and from different places. And I think that will really open up for more work-life balance and higher productivity too.
Yes, it's interesting times ahead.
Yes. Yeah, it's really great to be aware of all this, isn't it? Because a lot of people just go by their day-to-day and they just get busy being busy, you know, and they don't think twice about the actual effect it's having on their health or their, you know, their families or their stress levels or, you know, so it's really important. Now, Jacob's putting in the chat here about getting the chakras in line and beta, alpha waves, etc. So, Jacob, what would you like to add about that? Well, I'm not quite understanding what you mean there.
No, it's in one of my games I play, it has the binaural beats in it. So it has the beta, theta, and alpha waves in it. That's what I was trying to mention.
Okay. And what's that game called, Jacob?
Bejeweled. It's an old game called Bejeweled.
Bejeweled, is it?
Oh, Bejeweled. Yeah, I've heard the name. Bejeweled. Yeah, I've never played it, but I've heard the name. Well, that's interesting that it's in you know, it's in gaming, and that as well. But the next step, the next step in technology, I was actually watching programming. Of course, AI, artificial intelligence, is sort of the new frontier, or that with virtual reality is the flavour of the month. And they had a program on last night where they had a hospital in Australia, and they had a guy that specialises in sort of AI standing in the hospital, and he was talking about the changes to jobs in that particular environment. The next, you know, maybe 10, 15 years, you know, and like, for example, AI, like robots doing the cleaning, or when the ambulance appeared at your home, there'd be the ambulance, like instead of an ambulance driver that drives the ambulance and actually then, you know, gets you into the ambulance and helps you, the ambulance will drive there on its own. And it'll have the person in the back to help you, but they won't have to actually drive the ambulance. So there's all these new technologies coming, and I guess we will have to look at the moral and ethical and also work-life balance with all this all this new stuff.
For sure. I feel you know, I feel intuitively that there's like almost a splitting occurring. I feel like there's so much happening with the rise in technology and artificial intelligence, but I've never, ever, ever seen as many people now seeking to reconnect more to nature. And, you know, we have so many entrepreneurs, top executives, and even some really big world leaders that come into our circles that are actually seeking to create communities now that are connecting with nature, that, sophisticated. I'm not talking hippie villages. I'm talking about sophisticated, sustainable living structures and communities where, yes, there are technologies. There are technologies that allow us to stay connected, allow us to run our businesses. But the kind of going back to living a more peaceful, connected way of living, and of course growing your own food, being self-sustainable, renewable energy, and using some like new technologies that are coming in for energy and things like that. So it's really interesting. I've never seen such a polarity coming about in the world, and I guess people are just choosing now what feels most aligned for them, and it's a really certainly an interesting time.
And it's sort of like technology always jumps ahead of the moral and ethical considerations. So it's going to be it's going to be interesting, again, in that, as these new technologies arise, the societies will have to sort of sit down and look at the moral and ethical, considerations. Like someone was telling me the other day about, artificial intelligence, and if artificial intelligence ever gets to the stage where it becomes self-aware, do you then still consider it artificial intelligence, or do you consider it another form of life? And that's going ahead a bit, of course, but it's all these sort of issues that it's going to make. Maybe I'll be too old to be still doing technology podcasts at the time, but it'll for the next generation of people who are involved in those industries or who are reporting on them, there's going to be some interesting times ahead when it comes to stuff like, artificial intelligence and virtual reality. And, you were saying about, headsets. I mean, you could perhaps sit at your desk, put a headset on, and suddenly be in a rainforest in Queensland. And for 5 or 10 minutes, you could be walking through a rainforest even though you haven't actually left your desk. There's all those sorts of things that could, whether that could be good or bad depending on your point of view.
Yeah. And I guess it's going to be a very discerning time for many. And I guess a lot of the work that I do is helping people and guiding them inwards. I feel like we as human beings have an inner technology. When our intuition starts to switch on, we won't need as much. We still will need technology, but we won't need as much to find answers from outside of ourselves. And I find that it's an interesting path. I find myself more and more navigating through this world and looking at what is a distraction and what is actually required right now. There's a lot of distractions in the world from what's happening within us. We're beginning to awaken as human beings. We're starting to understand who we are and how, and I guess the innate inbuilt technology in our DNA. And I know that might sound a little bit out there for some people, but it's, I guess, I'm just sharing, from my own viewpoint and what I'm seeing with some of these entrepreneurs, because they too are starting to rely now on their intuition to make decisions in their business. So it's certainly, it's a really, really, really interesting time for all of us.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point, the whole thing about intuition, because, from a very young age as human beings, we've had to ask permission for things. We've had to ask permission to, whether we can, like you think about primary school, whether we can go to the bathroom, what time to be there, what time to leave, how to do our homework, all that kind of thing. For years we've, and from our parents, of course, I've had to ask permission for things. So for people to actually trust their own intuition and trust their own inner wisdom is really something that almost needs to be learned, even though it's something that we most likely were born with. you know, it's like we, it's like as we get older, we kind of lose that. And it's like we need to seek permission from others to do, you know, what we want in our lives. And, you know, it's interesting now that this 40-year cycle I mentioned earlier, Niamh, you know, with it, we're at the, we've just come at the end of a 40-year cycle and we're coming into very strong feminine energy and things are really shifting. Can you explain a little bit more about that and how we can now tap into our intuition now with this new energy that's happening across the planet?
Yeah, I'd love to share that, Aldwyn. It's really interesting. So at the end of last year actually marked the end of a 40-year cycle. So as you know, with the planets, we move through specific cycles over time. And the beginning of this year marked the start of a brand new planetary cycle. And with that, it actually is running through a very new energy with it. Now, as you know, at the beginning of a cycle, it's all about creation. It's all about creating a space with intention to create and to manifest. And, you know, a lot of the intuitive people and people who follow astrology will know that the start of this cycle is actually very important for humanity, because we're beginning, we're actually laying down the foundation blocks for the next 40 years. And the foundation blocks I'm talking about is how do we come together as community? What is our intention for everyday living? You know, do we want to see more love, more joy, more peace in the world? Things like that. And you know, a lot of the people that I work with, they've been feeling this. They've been feeling like, so last year for many was a year of really releasing old programs or relationships that didn't really serve you. It was really a turbulent year of letting go of maybe it might be a job or a career. And what happened was, and that energy lingered slightly into this year. So there were still people at the start of the year, you know, making big decisions on their life. And from March, that energy shifted and people were able to embrace they had a new sense of clarity. So, you know, it's so many business owners make huge decisions to let go of old businesses and projects and people, new ideas coming to people of things that they wanted to create. Many people had relationship breakdowns, but as they embraced that, what they found is they attracted the right partners into their life and more people that supported their vision. So this 40-year cycle is really, really important, because it also, and we're going to get a little bit out there, if I have permission, and take it or leave it. You know, I'm very much like, take what you need and leave the rest. And if it doesn't resonate, that's cool too, right? I think we're all, we all have the ability to feel into what feels right for us. But, you know, when we look at how manifestation and creation occurs, and we look at, you know, the laws of the universe, and, you know, there's many ancient texts will talk about the laws of creation. And the masculine and feminine energies are both required for creation to occur. Now, the natural order of creation is that we lead from the feminine. So the feminine energy is the space, so basically slowing down, connection, setting our intention, what is it that we're going to create. And much of the start of this year for people have been about slowing down. Right, really slowing down our business, looking, you know, where are the profits coming from? Where do I need to focus my energy? Or what is it that I want? What are the results of my business I want to create? Right, or looking into the future. You know, the Chinese, they look, you know, hundreds of years in advance when they're actually planning their businesses. So actually looking at, look, what for the next 40 years, where am I headed in my business? And where do I need to fuel my energy and my staff's energy for the next 40 years? So the feminine energy, really big at the start of this year. But of course, the feminine and the divine feminine knows that there's no hierarchy, and it is the masculine energy that helps to take an idea into action. So, you know, later this year, and I'm finding from now on, what's happening is those ideas that we've really brought to fruition, we're starting now to take aligned action. So we're starting to make investments. Much of the rest of this year is about trusting and spending money and trusting your intuition and making those investments, hiring new staff that are really, really aligned. It's really about making sure you've got the right people and the right systems and technologies. So, you know, much of the start of this year has been looking at, okay, what technologies can actually support me in building this idea? And what we're going to see is so many new projects, so many new technologies emerging, and people are becoming much more innovative with this new energy.
Oh, wow, that's just awesome. I'm sure you've shed a lot of light for people who are listening to this, and, you know, anyone who's kind of been challenged up until March this year, you know, I'm sure that all makes a lot of sense now. And, you know, it's very exciting, actually, Niamh. You know, this is like a new birth and a chance to start again, to make the next 40 years the most extraordinary 40 years of your life. And, you know, as I say, make the rest of your life the best of your life. And, you know, that could be said at any moment. However, now the energy is there to support, the planetary energy is there to support. And very exciting. So Daryl and Jacob, how do you guys feel about that?
I'm thinking, will I still be around in 40 years' time? I'll be about 95 years old maybe by that stage I'll have had artificial implants and you know, I'll be part cyborg and part, you know, it'll be interesting. I was thinking about how in the last 40 years, I guess I was looking at it as a technology sort of side as well. You know, if you go back 40 years, no mobile phones, no internet, basically very primitive computers, how quickly in 40 years we've, in technology, you know, even 10 years is like 40 years. It's just, it's interesting. It's interesting times ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And what about you, Jacob? How do you feel about the 40-year cycle?
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is new energy, Jacob.
Hey, I'm only 31.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you think you'll be right for 40 years? Well, whether you're around or not, they say souls are ageless. You know, I love that saying, souls are ageless. So, you know, I guess, and whether you believe in the afterlife or not, you know, I guess the thing is that, you know, on this planet, in our current form, you know, we have a certain number of years, I guess, to make the most of life. And I think it's really important in that time to do what you love doing and, you know, to tap into your intuition, Niamh, as you're saying, you know, tap into your intuition is, you know, what are you here for? I mean, what about the whole question of, you know, what is your life's purpose, Niamh? Like, how can people, you know, access that and tap into their intuition to you know, find what their journey is and follow it?
Yeah. So I've got a very unique perspective on purpose, and it's a little bit different to others. And again, feel into it. If it doesn't resonate, then that's totally cool. But my view on purpose is, and again, everyone has their own spiritual beliefs, and I don't, you know, ever push my beliefs on anyone. I think it's we're all here having a unique experience. But my belief is that we've come here to experience and learn specific things on this journey as a human being. And my belief is that, you know, before we incarnated here, that there was a set trajectory, and that we were here to experience and fulfill a particular purpose. Now I'm really about understanding that everything is living, and understanding that, you know, in order to come here, we entered into what's called a co-creation. And again, you know, there's a lot of, you know, if you read many of the ancient texts, it talks about co-creation, that we're actually here not creating on our own. So why view purpose is that I've come here to have a set of experiences in co-creation with the planet, like this living being that is Mother Earth, the planet, and also with the people that come into my life. And so a lot of the work that I do with some of these entrepreneurs is actually going, okay, looking at and going through some, you know, meditation work and helping them to tap into what was their original purpose, what did they come here to fulfill, and co-create with other people, and co-create with Mother Earth. And when people get that clarity, it's some profound shifts have occurred. And what I'm seeing now is so many more entrepreneurs creating social enterprises and projects even within their business that are giving back, because they see their sole purpose and their co-creation with Mother Earth is to give back and to use their business as a vehicle to create abundance and redistribute that to where it's needed most. So I know that seems a little bit out there and a little bit different, but there certainly is a rise in people seeking to find purpose and meaning, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it's got to do with, again, the energy that's coming through. People are starting to, they know that it's not sustainable to create fulfillment and happiness by creating through desire. And, you know, we can create through desire. We can create and manifest a lot of abundance and resources in our life. But will we ever truly be happy? And that's what led me and my own quest for fulfillment. And when I found and tapped into, you know, my greater calling and purpose, which is really to support others in awakening and connecting to the earth, connecting to themselves, and support them in creating more impact by giving back, then I started to feel more fulfilled. And in turn, I've never been more abundant. So again, it's just, I guess, my own view, my own take on it. It's not for everyone, of course, but I'm happy, Aldwyn, you give me the opportunity just to share that on the show.
Yeah, look, thank you. That's awesome. And, you know, one of my clients, actually, Mia Munro, she runs a group called Miyako, and that's all about creating sustainable social enterprises, because, you know, there's a lot of charities out there, but a lot of charities that are struggling, you know, and trying to work with volunteers. And so actually having a sustainable social enterprise and actually having this whole idea of giving back as part of the business structure of whatever it is, if you are in business, or if you're not in business, you know, look at ways that you can maybe help support a sustainable enterprise. It's something you're passionate about. And I often say, you know, looking for purpose for me, I've often thought about things in my life where I've been moved. And often if I've been moved to tears or moved to sadness or moved to some kind of strong expression around something, or even moved, like even angry about things, like for example, for me, animal cruelty is something that for years I was very angry about. And I really wanted to make a difference in that area. And I saw, you know, the Earthlings documentary, and that was a very hard 2 hour, you know, hard to watch 2 hour documentary about how humans have treated animals over time. Yeah. And I was literally holding my throat and bawling my eyes out at the end of that, so upset by what I'd seen. And so I went on and created the world's first Animal Action Day after that. And now I've done 10 annual events for, you know, inspiring awareness, appreciation, and respect for animals. And that stemmed from that being moved by something so strongly that I wanted to make a difference. I thought, well, if I just put a fun day on and just help, you know, encourage everyone to just do something for animals, you know, whether it's signing a petition against whaling or, you know, having your pet washed, or just, you know, buying free range eggs if you're going to buy eggs, you know, just increasing consciousness, you know, so that people actually feel empowered to actually make a difference. And even if it's in some small way, you know, we can all do something to make a difference. And it's in those moments when we are making a difference that we do feel, as you say, Niamh, those high levels of satisfaction. And we feel so great when we're helping others and helping the community and helping the planet in some way. And by helping other people who are then becoming more conscious of, you know, I feel that when people get connected with animals, they get connected to how amazing we are as human beings and how amazing planet is, and then we want to protect and nurture, you know, the planet and others around us. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, really, when you give back like that. And I saw the movie Pay It Forward the other day. Have any of you seen Pay It Forward?
No, not yet.
Oh, fantastic movie. It's actually on it's on Netflix. You can Google it, Pay It Forward. It was actually done in 2000. It was done many years ago, and it's a beautiful movie all about what can happen when you just start paying it forward in life. So when you do something for someone who then does something for someone who does something for some, like the ripple effect of that just creates the most amazing, you know, amazing ripple effect on the planet of people helping people. And it's a beautiful thing. And I love the whole, you know, win-win concept of that. So, yeah, so check it out, Pay It Forward, and follow your heart and do what you love. I think that's really important. And connect, you know, and you only really know that by actually, you know, having some time with yourself, really, don't you, Niamh?
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's really, like I said, that 5 or 10 minutes a day that you take, that just simply just connection to yourself and like doing nothing, you know, like because we live in a world where we're constantly having to do something. Even when we stop at night, how many people turn on Netflix or turn on, you know, their games or their laptop? And I think, you know, 5 or 10 minutes with ourselves is so little to ask, yet it can really, really impact our well-being and even our bank balance. Trust me, look, a lot of these entrepreneurs that are doing this and are really disciplined in their morning routines, they're seeing a big, big difference in their bank balance at the end of the day. So it's not all that fluffy hippie stuff. It actually is very tangible when you are disciplined with it.
Yeah, beautiful. That's awesome. And actually every successful entrepreneur that I know, that I can't think of one that actually doesn't meditate. So isn't that interesting? Yeah. Everyone I know meditates at some point, or they have time out, or they exercise and they look after their health and they eat well, you know. So there is a common theme there of people, you know, respecting, nourishing their bodies and getting in tune, in touch with themselves.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and look, yeah. I just had one quick tool that I just thought of. I thought, look, if anything, there's a tool called Flux, and many of you might use it already, but it's basically what it does is it takes the blue light out of your laptop screen. So if you're working late at night, it's that blue light that's in on the screen actually affects our melatonin production and can throw off our sleep. And as you know, when there's reduce melatonin, we have increased cortisol, and cortisol is what causes stress to stress hormones in the body. So yeah, just thought of that. It's a free app you can download on your Mac. I think you can download it on Windows as well, but yeah, it's definitely one to look out for.
Cool.
So Flux,
is Flux.
Flux.
Oh, Flux.
Yep. And I think and for iOS devices, Apple have already got that set that you can actually switch it on. Well, not the app, but I think you can switch on and say your iPad or your iPhone will lose that blue colour at a certain time of night. So if you're wanting to, so if you've got it plugged in, you know, like a lot of people do, you know, you've got your phone plugged in on your bedside table or whatever, and you might look at it a bit late at night, well, the blue colour goes out. And so, yeah, Apple did that in the last few incarnations of their operating system to sort of, because they recognised too that, you know, the sleep patterns were being disrupted for people who, you know, look at their devices or read from them at late at night.
That's amazing. It's so great to see companies doing that now as well.
Yeah, Apple are really good with accessibility and the whole thing. You've got to give them credit for, you know, their whole range of accessibility options within their iPhone or iPads, and so yeah, it is good, but it's very interesting about sleep patterns and technology. That could be another episode of Tech Webcast. But I guess we're running out of time, so it's been a fantastic discussion on all sorts of, you know, I've learned a lot. But before we sort of sign off from everyone, we do have a couple of sponsors to acknowledge. I'm just going to, you know, jump in and play our sponsor ads, and then I'll come back and we will all sign out from Tech Webcast.
I need a website, son. What, Pop? I need a website. Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au. They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son?
Shh, no. That's their name and the ad's over. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL still spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3. That's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast. That's great, and I'd like to again thank our sponsors, Still Spinning and Furious Marketing, for supporting Tech Webcast. So before we all close off for this episode of Tech Webcast, Neve, where can they catch hold of you if they want, if they've sort of listened today and say, hey, you know, I found this really interesting. So how can they catch up with you?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, feel free to check me out on my website, which is nevecronin.com. Now, that's spelled NIAMHCRONIN.com. That funny Irish name catches a lot of people. Or again, over at Facebook, at Neve Cronin Official, at Instagram, Neve Cronin Official. And of course, I also have a Spirit Sisters Academy page over on Facebook. So that's at Spirit Sisters Academy. And feel free to reach out, you know, anyone that's curious to know more. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks again to all of you for having me on. It's been so much fun. And I'm sure we could have talked for another hour easily.
Yes. Yes, it's always hard to cut people off and when the, you know, because we could go on for hours, but then it would probably take me a week with my internet speed to upload the file. that's the only for Brad. But Jacob Jones, where can people catch hold of you if they want to talk to you?
At jazzbot32669.
That's fantastic. And thank you, Jacob, for your contribution today. And Aldwyn, where can they catch hold of you if they want to talk stuff?
Yes, Daryl, thank you. And I just want to say a quick, actually two quick things. Happy birthday to you and to Brad for the last few days.
You've got
your birthdays within one day of each other.
Exactly,
so 27th and 28th of April, which is the same days as my brother and his wife have been married for 20 years and born on the same day.
Oh,
so isn't that interesting? And I just want to add two to that great mention by Neve of Flux, the taking the blue light off the laptop screen. I use something called Twilight on my phone, which does a similar thing as well. So I just wanted to mention Twilight app as well for the phone. And people can get hold of me on aaexpos.com, X no E before the X, that is, aaexpos.com. I'm on all over the social media. You just Google Aldwyn Altenay. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Google Plus, and also my YouTube channel, Aldwyn Altenay. They can connect with me there. And I've got a few online shows that I run. I'm always looking for guests for those too. So love to chat with anyone interested on any of those things. And thank you so much. It's been an awesome show. It's been great to have you, Neve, with us. And thank you, Daryl. I'll hand it back to you until our next episode.
No problem. Again, thanks, Neve, for coming on. It was a great episode today. Thank you to everybody for listening. And also, before we close, thanks to our Patreons. And if you want to support Tech Webcast, just go over to patreon.com/techwebcast, and you can subscribe for as less as $1 a month. So, you know, only about a fraction of a cup of coffee today. So, as Leo Laporte would say, the chief twit, another Tech Webcast is in the can.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast.